I'm Brian John. I'm a member of the steering group of GM Free Cymru, GM Free Wales. And there are a group of us there who are concerned in particular about GM crops and foods, because we have examined as much of the literature as we can. We've been following this debate for 10 years now, and we are increasingly worried about the remarkably poor science that there is behind the whole GM enterprise, which is sold generally, of course, by politicians and by the industry as being science-based. They say, we can assure you that GM crops and foods are perfectly all right because we say so, because we, on your behalf, we study the science, and you can take it from us that the science is on our side, and that the science demonstrates that these things are essentially harmless. And the more we've examined that evidence, the more shaky we feel that the science is, the more concerned we become that we are getting further and further along the road, slipping, almost sleepwalking, into a situation in which we accept that GM crops are perfectly safe and perfectly benign, without having any adequate science to back up that assumption. And we are extremely concerned that that the science that we have looked at is suggesting over and over again that there are indeed physiological changes that are happening as a result of the consumption of GM crops and foods, and that these physiological changes are affecting the vital organs. In particular, we're concerned about changes to the reproductive system. That seems to be a signal that is coming out increasingly clearly now in the research that's being done, and we're very concerned that these effects are beginning to appear in spite of the fact that the animal feeding studies that have been done are remarkably short. They are in general 30-day studies, 90-day studies at the very most. Many of these studies have got considerable constraints on them. They've got a lot of question marks about them. But even in 90 days, we are finding that there are statistically significant changes that are appearing in rats, mice, other animals as well that have been used in these feeding trials. These remarkably short studies have actually been showing increasingly that there are that there is damage to the uterus. There's damage sometimes to the digestive tract. There's damage to the male reproductive organs as well in male rats and mice. And there are no studies that continue for more than 90 days. This is absolutely insane. Not only do we not have any human feeding studies, there are no epidemiological studies at all on the safety or health of GM crops and foods. But even in these animal studies, they are all terminated after a remarkably short period. What we must have, if we are to even consider these products as being safe, is lifetime studies of animals right through the natural life cycle. We must have successive generations also studied. You have to do this with pharmaceuticals, and pharmaceuticals, after all, are consumed by only a very few people who happen to be ill, who happen to have a particular ailment that's being targeted. These GM crops and foods will be consumed by everybody if they enter into the food chain on a large scale. So we must have multi-generational studies, and the signs now increasingly are that those studies will reveal very severe health problems associated with GM. We don't know why this is, because there is a huge amount of secrecy. We're not allowed access to the data that the GM multinationals hold. Even the regulators and our own advisory bodies connive in the suppression of this data, the databases that have been used in the studies that are published. This material just isn't in the public domain, which means that proper peer review is not possible. And we also find, of course, that independent scientists who dare to question the safety of GM crops and foods are immediately vilified. They're targeted, and the government itself is a party to this targeting of people whom...
As we saw with Pushtai.
Pushtai is a classic example, where he, in a carefully controlled experiment, which was previously vetted, it was won by competitive tender, the design of the experiment was very carefully laid out, he followed it absolutely to the letter, and he found that the animals that were fed on the GM potatoes,